Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, my name is Brianna Contreras and I'm editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. In this week's episode, I spoke with Dr. Paige Killian, Chief Medical Officer at Inovalon. In our discussion, Paige broke down the current issues health plans are facing when it comes to risk adjustment and how it's affecting members of these plans. She also shared some solutions that can help plans improve risk adjustment and quality programs, with one in particular being health plans identifying care gaps through data and analytics. Hello, Paige. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for taking the time today to join me for an episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, to get started, my first question, I just wanted to know if you could tell our listeners about Inovalon and its mission, as well as your role with the organization.
Sure. I will tell you that Inovalon's website says that we are a leading provider of cloud-based platforms empowering data-driven healthcare. What that means as far as what our mission is, I think, is that we empower our customers to fulfill the promise of healthcare's data-driven transformation. And we're in the midst of that right now. What might that mean? I think of it in simpler terms. I think of it this way. There is an overwhelming wealth of data in the healthcare industry, in claims, in electronic health records, in patients' heads, in the heads of doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners, and even still, 2022, on paper. As to my specific role, I am Inovalon's Chief Medical Officer. I've been here for 15 years or so. I'm an internist by training, and I always have to say, because it's true, that I remain a PCP at heart.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Now, to get more into the depth of the conversation, what are the current issues health plans are facing when it comes to risk adjustment?
There are many. I really want to focus on the fact that health plans have enormous reporting obligations, and it's not just for risk adjustment, but also for quality metrics. The specifics of these obligations, like what data are required and precisely how can they or must they be submitted to CMS or to HHS or to the state, all of that varies depending on the line of business, by which I mean Medicare Advantage or ACA or Medicaid, but they all run through providers' offices. They all depend on the doctor, nurse practitioner, PA, patient encounter, and documentation thereof. And they all come at expense to the health plan and also at significant administrative burden to the practices. So reporting is tough, but there's more to it. Health plans have to sort through mountains of data, determines what's accurate, what's meaningful, what's necessary, what is required, what requires action. And the processes for all this are largely siloed, those split into risk adjustment and quality reporting arms that might or might not be communicating effectively with physicians and with patients and even with each other. And of course, lack of communication, lack of coordination, lack of integration leads to redundancy and waste, increased expense, patient and physician abrasion, and of course, mounting administrative burden to the practices on which the plans and patients depend for the actual delivery of healthcare. The administrative burden itself results in fewer direct patient care hours available, and those direct patient care encounters are the very foundation on which the whole healthcare industry is based. So the challenge is real.
Well, it sure sounds like it. So if you can explain just a bit more, more specifically how these challenges are affecting patients or members of health plans.
Sure. It's not a new problem. In fact, several years ago, the Annals of Internal Medicine published a study looking at outpatient physicians and the way they spend their time. And what they indicated was that only 27% of the workday for outpatient physicians was spent in direct patient care, and just shy of 50% on administrative tasks, whether checking boxes in the EMR or whether a paper-based task. So to hit that again, 27% of outpatient docs' days spent directly engaged in patient care. So that's tiny and alarming. And in an environment in which access to care is critically important and even measured as a quality standard, it's not sustainable. Our very efforts to drive, these are well-intended efforts, right? We want to make sure patients are getting the right care, but our very efforts to drive, or at least to measure and report the quality of care being delivered, is actually playing a role in undermining it. In fact, at the end of 2020, if you think back, that's mid-pandemic, vaccines were only just coming online. Medical Economics surveyed its readership and found that the leading challenge identified for the coming year was paperwork. Again, this is mid-pandemic. Leading challenge for the coming year, paperwork. And there's lots of burnout reported. And the leading contributor to burnout among those who reported it was administrative burden, with prior authorizations and quality metric reporting leading the pack. Regarding quality metric reporting specifically, there's a perception that their addition to the administrative burden is not offset by a significant impact on improving the quality of care delivered. And that perception, and I mean by the docs, does not even factor in the lack of perceived value in the risk adjustment reporting burden. So in a nutshell, the requirements to track and report the specifics of care delivered, diagnoses made, for example, for risk adjustment, treatment delivered, outcomes achieved, has the unintended consequence of making that care less accessible. So that affects patients, that affects doctors, that affects the whole system.
Right. Thank you. Now, can you share maybe what can or what should be done along the lines of just improving these challenges, whether it be through risk adjustment or other quality programs?
Sure. I am happy to say what should be done. I would consider it something that must be done, and I'm not alone. These programs must be integrated. And in many cases, the impetus to do so must come from the health plan C-suite. Often, particularly with larger health plans, extensive expertise and entire careers have been built in one silo or the other. So in the risk adjustment silo or in the quality silo, and it can understandably be very challenging to merge these often well-defended silos. Technology can help. And that's certainly where I think Inovalon comes in.
Okay. Well, yeah, it'd be great to hear more about that then, at least as how Inovalon assists health organizations on improving those challenges for patients with chronic health conditions.
Sure. Inovalon helps health plans translate mountains of data from disparate sources into actionable information that can be presented to doctors, to nurse practitioners, to pharmacists, even at the very point of care, to make that critical medical encounter, that doctor or pharmacist or NP patient visit, one that allows focus on the needs of the patient while still capturing the elements required by the health plan for its reporting obligations. We have the ability to integrate risk and quality analytics so that communication to the physician and to the patient is clear and streamlined. That way, you reduce the redundant outreach to both the patient and the doc, which then reduces the administrative burden and abrasion that occurs on both sides.
Now, looking more at care gaps, How does identifying those care gaps using data and analytics enable plans to take the lead and move forward for the benefit of both the entire plan and each member?
Sure. Of course, everyone wants patients to receive the best care. Plans are required to report on diagnoses made in the context of the medical visit and on the outcomes of care delivered. They have to analyze the data associated with those visits to understand those diagnoses and those outcomes and to determine whether there's an opportunity to improve the care delivered or the documentation thereof. Where opportunities are identified, they reach out to patients and providers to address those opportunities. And I have to get on my soapbox for just a second. Widely used, but I personally dislike the term gap because it implies that there's a mistake or some. It almost sounds like there's malintent or something. And of course, sometimes mistakes are made. Sometimes the right care isn't delivered, but very often the perceived gap is just a reflection of the way the documentation occurred. The right care can be delivered, if you will. It's simply written down the wrong way in an unusable or unsubmittable format. Regardless, those opportunities need to be addressed, but they don't always mean that a mistake was made, which I guess my doctor's ear is a little sensitive to that. But again, the term is used all the time. But anyway, these opportunities, I know I can't help myself. The opportunities have to be addressed. And as we're talking about addressing those opportunities, I want to restate the critical importance of reducing administrative burden. Integrating risk and quality analytics allows streamlined messaging, clarifying the ask so that gaps, opportunities, are closed for the benefit of the patient while minimizing the burden physicians experience in getting the necessary documentation to the health plans for their obligate reporting.
Well, I like your outlook on that more so. well, thank you for that. Now, that's actually all I had for you, Paige. But if there's anything else that you'd you'd wish to add on the topic that health execs or other listeners should know, please feel free.
I would. Thank you. As I've probably made clear, I don't believe that the administrative burden faced by physicians can be overstated. Each practice is dealing not just with one health plan's siloed systems, but with 10 or 12 health plans across multiple lines of business. According to a survey the AMA put out in January of this year, they surveyed 20,000 physicians across 124 institutions. One in five docs is planning to leave practice in the next 2 years, and one in three is planning to reduce available practice hours. Not sustainable. And it's not only docs, it's nurses, medical assistants, back office staff, all critical, not only to delivering patient care, but to reporting on that care as well. We can fix this though. Integrating risk and quality programs has to be prioritized at the highest health plan executive levels and supported by integrated analytics and platforms such as those Inovalon provides. I really appreciate your having me and for letting me share my message.
Well, thank you so much, Paige. I really appreciate your time. And, I feel not only have I been educated on the topic a bit more, but more, I think our listeners as well. So thank you for that.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.